Was it a big disappointment for you?
Absolutely, it was a disappointment for me. I really think that we've made such progress this year. It may look incremental from the outside. It may look insignificant. But really, when you walk through our schools, the progress we made was huge. So what lies ahead is the chance to take this soil that we fertilized and got ready to plant, and I'm not going to be around to be the person who gets to move that forward. So I am personally disappointed. There's a lot of, I'm not really clear on the transition. I don't really know anything about a date. I've been given no date, no specifics, so I'm not really sure in this interim period when it ends and when the new superintendent begins. So disappointment and just trying to figure out next steps.
Were you also disappointed in how you were notified?
I was. Actually, for the work that we've done together, certainly, and this is not, President Petrucci did me a favor, because without the text message he did send, I'm afraid I would have gotten the notification through a press release on the TV news that night. I was at an event, and, since that text, there has been no written follow-up, no formal follow-up, and, Mr. Petrucci and I have met and talked some, but again, there seems to be no date in mind. The fact that I have to be planning my future is really seeming to be less important than the transition of a new person in, and so it's challenging. But Mr. Petrucci made sure I knew, and I was glad that someone made sure I knew.
And he, of course, was the vote of the two votes for you. Do you feel now that it sounds like you're being blocked out of a bit of the transition process, even though I'm sure they're going to turn to you for Dr. Brown to come and speak to you on where you've left off?
I did have a chance to meet with Dr. Brown for an hour on Tuesday morning. What I did is I had prepared sort of a list of the most immediate decisions that needed to be made over the next few weeks. But that was the only contact Dr. Brown and I have had. I know that she's been meeting with some of the cabinet that are currently in place. But that's been my only involvement in the process, is that one-hour meeting that I had with her.
Will you stay with the district?
Under the contract I currently have, I have the right to return to my former position, for a year. Most likely, that's not going to be where I finally end up. I think I have to watch and see where the district is headed, and I have to figure out my role in it. I've had the chance to begin to steer the direction of the district, and I've been able to invest in what I hoped and dreamt for this district. I don't want to get in the way of somebody else's dreams, and I don't necessarily want to watch things turn and move in a direction I may not have chosen. I think it's just a challenging position. I certainly appreciate the fact that I have a job to return to, and I'm going to return to it, but I certainly am going to be looking for other opportunities to continue strengthening this city, and particularly strengthening this city through our children.
There were members of the community that were behind you and that really believed you were moving things ahead and that you were gaining momentum. Why wasn't it convincing enough to the rest of the board members that voted against you in the selection as a candidate?
I'm not going to conjecture. That would be conjecture, sorry. I'm not going to guess why they made the decisions they did. I certainly have read some of the statements. But, that has not been something that's been discussed with me by any board member, why they chose to vote the way they did, whether they felt there were criticisms of my performance over the past year or not. I haven't heard any of that from any of the board members. So I really don't know what caused them to vote the way they did.
Was there something you would do differently if you had an opportunity again?
No. No, I think this was a year that was torturous. Our steps were baby steps, but our progress was so significant. I think that to remind teachers how much we valued them, to pay attention to what was happening to our children, to say that perhaps some of the students were, being suspended without cause, and to look closely at our attendance problems, that was important to do. To walk into a school and see that the professionals in the school felt like they, again, had a role in the teaching of children and a role in what would be best for the children. To work with our principals and to know that our principals were beginning to understand that they had a voice in what was done at Central Office. Not only a voice, but a most important voice. those were wonderful changes, and I wouldn't have done anything differently. Through the year, we've built partnerships. We have partnerships with Say Yes, with the Promise Neighborhood. You know, these are not easy partnerships to maintain because they require a strong Buffalo school system. Nobody is saying to Say Yes, come in and run the Buffalo schools. Nobody is saying come in and we really this year worked to be a strong partner who was up to the task of working with them to take advantage of these opportunities. So, no, I think that at any given point, I acted in the best interest of the children of the city, and I think that as we move forward, I hope that, you know, those decisions stand.
Do you have confidence in Dr. Brown as a leader for this district and what needs to be accomplished?
You know, that's not really up to me to say. I neither interviewed Dr. Brown nor have I spent much time perusing her resume. All I know is that I believe in service leadership. And so I hope we have a leader who understands that they're serving the children of the city of Buffalo and the future of this city.
If you were to leave, would you stay in education?
You know, I really don't know, Eileen. I don't know what this means. It's an interesting transition for me, and I'm not sure what the future brings. Unshakable is my belief in the role of a public education system, is my belief in the importance of education to the future of Buffalo, and to my belief that Buffalo can turn itself around. You know, I was leaving at graduation last night, and I was driving down the street and over in the Bailey Kensington area, and a young woman was walking a child, and all of a sudden she looked at me, and I looked at her and recognized her, and I rolled down the window. She said, "It's my teacher. It's my teacher." And you know what? She didn't think of me as her superintendent. She remembered that I had been her teacher. That was so important to me. And I think that's who I am, and that's who I'll stay.
As you exit out of the superintendent's role, what would your advice be to everyone involved, to the board members, to Phil Ramore, the head of the teachers union, and to the next school superintendent?
I guess I'd ask everyone to stop and freeze and think about where we are and where we've come from. Because we have a year that started out with a lot of unsettled circumstances, a lot of bad feelings. The rhetoric that has accompanied the decision whether to keep me or to hire somebody else has oftentimes been destructive, negative, and not rhetoric that I would ever want associated with me. I think we all need to stop and remember that we have spent the past 10 months working in the best interest of the kids of the city, and I'd want everyone to take a deep breath and give everybody else a chance and try to keep moving in that direction. And I think the tendency would be to everybody revert to their corners and come out swinging again, and I don't want that to happen. It's too important what we do.
Amber Dixon, thank you so much.
You're welcome. My pleasure, Eileen.